my source of information for the life of the Apostle John are, number one, the four Gospels themselves. Secondly, the Acts of the Apostles and the other four books that John himself wrote. And thirdly, the traditions which have come to us in the history of the early church. We know too little of the family life of Galilee 19 centuries ago to be able to realize with any fullness and certainty how the years of the apostles' boyhood and youth was spent. We know that at the age of 12 or maybe 13, John would have been taken to Jerusalem to keep the feast, the holy city, bound up with prophecy and psalms. The temple, the center of every highest hope, had been instilled into the mind of this Galilean boy what Oxford and Cambridge are to the English schoolboys, or Rome to the pilgrims from distant lands. All of this, and a thousand times more than this, was the city of Jerusalem to the Jewish nation. These visits to Jerusalem was repeated three times each year. The caravans, the pilgrim songs, the rituals of the feast themselves would all leave their mark upon the mind of this young lad and would lead to questions and answers as to what these things meant. The most prominent thought of the times, the subject on which devout men were thinking and speaking of, was the expectation of the Messiah. All well-trained Jewish boys expected that the Messiah would appear during his lifetime. We're also told all of the devout families that had virgins in them would lay awake at night and pray that they would be the mother of the Savior of the world. The people waited, they pined for him, and when he came, most of the people did not recognize him, but there were a few that never gave up hope, such as Anna and Simeon, two aged saints living in the temple. They were looking and waiting for the Messiah. And these devout Jewish men who became apostles, they with their families were still looking for the Messiah. And the Bible says, to them that look for him shall he appear. These are words to live by today. To those who look for him shall he appear. And that's what happened in those days. Those that were looking for him, that were expecting him, he did appear unto them. So it was true with these devout men and women. And so the years went on. Boyhood passed into youth, and youth into manhood. The study of the law and the prophets, the singing of songs, the utterance of prayers, and the feelings and hopes of his countrymen must, with the passing years, have brought on a new meaning. The dreams of childhood and visions of youth grew into deeper thoughts and fuller hopes of manhood. It all began for John when the Baptist appeared as the herald of the coming king, and passing from Judea northward through the Jordan Valley, John cried with a loud voice like a trumpet blast, "Awaken men from their spiritual slumber. Repent," he says, "for the kingdom of God is at hand." For days, or weeks, or maybe months, the preaching of John, coupled with the Holy Spirit of God, led John onward from the Old Testament prophecy to the one to whom the Old Testament prophecy was to be fulfilled. John seems to have at once followed Jesus from his first calling, to have been present at the marriage at Cana, and had gone with him to Capernaum and to Jerusalem.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.